So would I have the four noble truths? The first noble truth, noble truth of dukkha, dissatisfaction. Everybody of us knows that. Pain, dis-ease. That's not working, that's not working. There are two. Dissatisfaction, or pain, both, in the heart, and in the body. Every one of us has a body, Every morning we get up, this is not okay, that is not okay, we get hungry, We are tired, We need to go to the toilet. It's all dukkha, Dukkha is just a container for all the unpleasant things that we experience day in, day out. This is only for the body, Then, we open our eyes, we open our ears, we see things that we don't like, we hear things that we don't like, we want things that we like, and we don't like other things. That is the dukkha of the heart. Every one of us experience it, And that's why, the first noble truth is the dukkha, the truth of dukkha. Every one of us, not only human beings, we are born, to be born, is nearly a death experience because of the dukkha, both of the mother and the child, are so extreme. And the dukkha of dying, is also extreme. The dukkha of living, in the beginning, we have to learn, we have to learn to walk, we have to learn to talk, Then we have to learn to read, then we have to learn to write, then we have to find a profession, All these things, And then they work until we get retired, Once we are retired, what are we waiting for? Death to come for a new life, and we have to learn to walk, learn to talk, and go to school again, learn a profession, work again, Because all the things that we achieve, is anicca. In this life, in the next life, it's all anicca. It's impermanent. Things that we create in this world are impermanent. Anicca, anatta, dukkha are the three characteristics that govern the universe. So, and dukkha is the first noble truth. And the second noble truth is, why do we have the dukkha? Where is the dukkha coming from? From our desire, tanha. We want this, we don't want that. We want to become, we don't want to become. Or we want to die, we don't want to be in the world. Quite a few people, like to kill themselves, because they don't want to live in this world. Some of us want to live in this world, want to become this or want to become that, want to become rich or this. And that is the cause for our dukkha, the desire. But, the desire also has a positive aspect, because, we can desire to end the birth, the cycle of birth and death, That is the desire that we need to use, We need to use the desire, to get to the end of death. If we don't have desire for everything, we are just like a vegetable, running, not doing anything. We need the desire, to sit down and practice. We need the desire to walk chankram. We need the desire, not to fall into the trap of the kilesas that tell us what we want and what we don't want, what we need and what we don't need, We need the desire to constantly fight against the kilesas, Who don't want to sit down and practice, who don't want to become calm, who don't want to go into samadhi and who don't want to develop wisdom. They just want to play around, they did that for trillions of lives, sometimes in the human world, sometimes in the lower realms, sometimes in the upper realms, in the higher realms, they just want to play, just like children, they just want to play. And through their playing, you know, they acquire the karma, you know, that leads them to the lower world or leads them to the higher world. Yeah? We can play, you know, in a good way or we can play in a bad way. We can play, you know, to get married and we can play to get demarried. Yeah? And demarried leads us to the lower realms and married can lead us to the upper realms. Yeah? That's the only intention of the Kilesas to, yeah, just play along, yeah. They don't experience the suffering. They don't experience the dukkha that we have. Yeah? They love to create the dukkha so that we don't, yeah. And when we sit, you know, when you try to sit in samadhi, they try to create the dukkha. Oh, it's so painful, it's so painful, I need to get up. The moment we get up, the dukkha is gone. Huh? That is their weapon, you know, to create a dukkha for us, you know, to follow, you know, to follow their wishes, you know. And they give in, yeah. Constantly, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, we constantly get defeated by the Kilesas. But we should never give up, yeah. When you think about it, when you think about the path of practices, yeah, I mean, the Kilesas are the world champion, world boxing champion, yeah? I mean, they don't lower their guard just because, you know, we start to practice, yeah? We get in the ring, you know, they make one knock and we fly out, yeah? But we don't give up, yeah? So, next time we get in the ring again, you know, and we watch how the Kilesas, you know, are knocking us KO, yeah, and over the time, you know, the more we go, you know, we don't give up, the more we go into the ring, the more we understand how the Kilesas beat us, yeah. And then, you know, once the time comes, you know, where we can duck that blow, you know, and, see, yeah, we don't have to, you know. We have to be thrown out instantly, yeah? And once we, you know, once we can duck the blows, we can see, yeah, where they are weak, where we can hit them, yeah, until we can knock them out for a while, yeah? And that is really a wonder, you know. Once you knock out the Kilesas for a day or for a few days, you know, I mean, you're living in a different world, yeah. There's nobody telling you what to do and what to not to do and what to like and what not to like, you know, I mean, because you knock them KO. Yeah? And that is the goal of our practice, you know, I mean, to constantly fight with the Kilesas that don't like the things that, you know, that is called practice. Yeah? The practice of samadhi, you know, sitting in samadhi, staying with the Buddha or staying with the breath, knowing the breath, yeah, knowing the depth of the breath, knowing, you know, knowing every aspect of the breath, or knowing every aspect of the Buddha. They don't like it. It's, you know, they tell us it's boring, you know, now I'm getting calm, you know, I mean, okay, now I can stop, and so on. They constantly try to interfere with our work, yeah? And most of the time, we are so stupid enough, you know, to believe them. So, over the time, we have to get clever, you know, not to believe them, not to trust them. Yeah? Yeah? We sit in samadhi over 2 or 3 hours, and they tell us, if you go on sitting, you break your back, or you break your leg, or you ruin your body, yeah? And we believe them. So, they defeated us. We shouldn't believe them. Yeah? But, you know, we are trained, you know, since we are born in this world, we are trained, you know, to believe, you know, to believe our parents, to believe the teachers, to believe the government, and so on, yeah? So we believe the Kilesas, because our parents also have Kilesas, you know, huh? Our teachers also have Kilesas, you know, and they teach us their Kilesas, you know, and the government has their Kilesas, you know, mostly greed, you know, mostly greed and power, yeah, they teach us their Kilesas, yeah, huh? And we believe, yeah? And we follow, yeah? And that's what most of the people do, they just follow, yeah? They just follow, you know, whatever the Kilesas tell, yeah? But we come here, you know, to fight the Kilesas. And the fight, of course, you know, it is painful, yeah? If you don't give in to the Kilesas, then it would produce a lot of pain, yeah?
When we sit in samadhi, for instance, after 1.5 hours, oh, it's okay, yeah. So what we do, yeah, if you cannot concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath anymore, then you investigate what is dukkha vedana, what is painful feeling, yeah. Where is it, yeah? Why is it suddenly, you know, when I get up, why does it disappear? What kind of magic pain is that? Where does it originate from? That's what we want to know. So we concentrate on it. Yeah? With our sati, yeah? With our awareness of what is going on, yeah? And our concentration on the point of where the pain arises. And then we question, where exactly is the pain? Is it in the skin? Yeah? Or is it in the tissue? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the bones? Is it in the tendons? Where is it? Yeah? Because the moment I get up, the pain is gone. Yeah? What kind of pain is that? Yeah? And when we come close to it, you know, it changes its location. Then we see a first wonder. My right knee was so much in pain. Now it is the left knee, and the right knee is completely free of pain. How did that happen? Yeah? We have to question the things that we see. We have to ponder, you know, upon, you know, what we see and what we experience. Not just, that's all. No, that is the way of the Kalisa. Let it go. No, we have to ponder, we have to investigate, you know, we have to scrutinize, yeah? Whatever we experience, you know. that's how we do, you know, that's how we deal, that's how we fight the Kalisa. They give us abstruse, you know, abstruse reasoning, you know, for stopping a meditation. What is their reason? Let us investigate. Yeah? Why did I get up? Yeah? Okay, you got up, you know, and then, you know, once you get up, you know, why did I get up? Why didn't I continue to practice? Be it samatha or be it vipassana. So what is the third noble truth? The third noble truth is just a happy, you know, there is an end of dukkha. Yeah? And the fourth noble truth is the path that leads us to the end of dukkha. And it is sila for us, you know, the sila is the 8 precepts. When we are lay people or when we are monks, the 227 precepts. We keep them, yeah? That's it. We don't even ponder about it, you know. We know this is against the precepts, or we don't do it. Yeah? This is within the precepts, we can do it. Yeah? We don't bargain, yeah? Okay, today I can, you know, I break the precepts. Yeah? That is one of the fetters, yeah? That is the second fetter, sila pata paramasa, yeah? Breaking the precepts and keeping the precepts, breaking the precepts and keeping the precepts, constantly haggling around. And the third fetter is, you know, the attachment, you know, the attachment or the thought, you know, that the body and the citta are one and the same thing. When we look, you know, body is one of the khandhas, yeah? Feeling is another of the khandhas. Thoughts and memory and association is one of the khandhas, yeah? Vijnana, you know, or consciousness is one of the khandhas. There are 5 khandhas, Rupa, Vedana, Samya, Sankara, Vinyana, yeah? So, the body is, yeah? But who is the owner of the khandhas? The citta is the owner of the khandhas. That governs the khandhas. When the citta is completely calm, the khandhas don't work. That's interesting to notice. The moment we dive really deep into samadhi, when there are no thoughts and no memories coming up, yeah? The body doesn't move. The body doesn't twitch, yeah? There's nothing. The body actually sits quite straight, yeah? Sometimes it happens when we go very quickly into samadhi. The body actually, you know, straightens up. Because the kilesas are the ones who keep, I need to move, yeah, I need that. Yeah. That's the kilesas doing that with the body. Yeah. Once we are entering samadhi, it is a free space, you know, from the kilesas. Huh? So the body straightens itself out, yeah? And it sits comfortably. Yeah? And as long as you're in samadhi, no matter how many hours, you know,
I mean, the body is very comfortable, sitting comfortable, without any pain, without anything, without anything. Because the kilesas are not there, you know. I mean, that make the body, you know, twitch here, you know, move here, move there, move that, yeah. So the citta is the owner of the contact, yeah. The citta, you know, I mean, the problem is that the kilesas are in the citta. Yeah? That is our biggest problem. That's why we have to drive them out, yeah. And that is a constant fight. Because the kilesas want to take over the kantas, yeah? They want to use the kantas to play around, yeah? Just like little children, you know, I mean, have a favorite toy, you know, and they don't want anybody to take their toys away, yeah? Then they scream and, you know, and cry and then whatever, yeah? And that's the same thing, you know? I mean, the moment we try to take we try to investigate the toys of the kilesas, yeah, especially the body, you know. I mean, they scream, yeah, and get angry. Yeah? Because that is their favorite toy. And the body is the body, you know, it's one of the khandhas, yeah. The citta and the body are two different things. Yeah? And that's what we investigate first. Yeah? It's a third fatha. Yeah? Or sometimes, you know, I think in the suttas is the second fatha. It doesn't really matter. It's one of those first three fatha. So, we have to understand it, to investigate. Sila samadhi, you know, samadhi is the ability to concentrate on one point, yeah? Be it the breath or be it the Buddha. Until there is no more thoughts and no more memories are coming up. And then we stay with the Buddha, or we stay, yeah? We stay with the Buddha, or we stay with the breath, yeah? We don't go into the feeling that arises with the, you know, samadhi. It can be a very calm feeling, it can be stillness, it can be happiness, it can be... We don't go into these feelings, we stay with the Buddha, or we stay with the breath, yeah? And then we notice, you know, even the feeling that accompanies the samadhi, you know, will increase, will get, you know, multiplied. The more we stay, yeah, the more we stay on the breath or the more we stay on the Buddha. It's like digging a hole, you know. The moment the hole is deep enough so that, you know, that the world becomes calm, you know. I mean, if you stop digging, the hole will fill up, yeah. So we dig and dig and the hole gets deeper and deeper and our calm gets also deeper and deeper. So we do not stop, we do not investigate, oh, this is a deep hole. We don't investigate the feelings that come up, yeah? We don't go onto the feeling, yeah? Because it's a distraction. Yeah? Most of the time, you know, we go on the feeling and then we are out of samadhi. Oh, that is a wonderful feeling, yeah? That's the end of samadhi. Yeah? So we stay with the Buddha, we stay with the breath. And investigation is investigation of the body. The first thing we investigate is that the body is the body and the citta is the citta. The citta is the owner. The citta is the prime mover. We have to understand that. If the citta doesn't move, the body does not move. If the citta moves, the body moves. Or, you know, thoughts move. Or memories come up. When the citta does not move, there is no thoughts coming up. And there is no memory coming up. Because the citta needs to create the intention to form a thought, yeah? Or to collect a memory. Yeah? We can see all this, you know, if we are attentive enough, if we are aware enough of the process that is going on in the citta. But in order to be able to be aware of the processes going on in the citta, I mean, we have to be extremely calm. You know, we cannot allow any thoughts, you know, any labels, that is nice, that is not so nice, you know, I mean, I want this, I want that, coming in, or memories, where is the samadhi? Why is it, I'm very close, yeah? We cannot let these thoughts and memories come in, yeah? We need to stick, you know, with the Buddha until the citta becomes completely calm. And when the citta becomes completely calm, we can see the intentions that arises within the citta, yeah? And we can be interested in it or not interested, you know, we can see how thoughts are forming, yeah?
there's the intention to think in a certain direction, and then we can see how the thought develops. Yeah? And the same with memory. Yeah? We can see all these things. Yeah? But for that, we need an interest. We need an interest in our practice. Yeah? So we need some motivation, you know, some motivation to fight against the kilesa, to fight, you know, I mean, to experience the dukkha vedana that the kilesas bring up to us. Yeah? We need some motivation for that. Okay, so that's enough for the talk, you know. I mean, if you have questions, you know, go ahead and ask them. Any one of you has a question? Yeah, any one of you have a question, no? No? Okay, then read out the questions that are. So, Alex, you okay, or? Don't give up so easily. Okay, yeah, so.
What is?
In the case where I, as a layperson in lay society, have free time to commit to longer periods of meditation, how should I spend my time resting in between meditations? I often read a book when I feel exhausted from meditation, but does reading dissipate the concentration I've been developing?
Yes. But it depends on what you read, you know. I mean, if you read, for instance, the Dhamma book, you know, from Lungta Mahabo, that inspires us. I mean, it helped me, you know. I mean, then, after half an hour, I'm so inspired by the Dhamma, you know, that I read, that I continue practicing. But normal reading a book or novel, you know, I mean, this is not, yeah. That's not inspiring, and it helps, you know, with the concentration to go away. Or diminish the concentration. So, I mean, the best thing is, you know, I mean, what he can do is, you know, I mean, he just sits comfortable somewhere and listens to a Dhamma talk, you know.
I start practicing using the word blood as a mantra, and I can feel and see the blood when repeating that. But when I try using the Pali word, it just feels like repeating a random word.
Yeah.
Is it in any way helpful to use the Pali word? If so, do I need to force myself to visualize blood at the same time at the beginning?
No, I mean, if you use blood, you know, if you want to see blood, you know, I mean, if you want to see the internal organs of your body, I mean, that, yes, you can use this, you know, you can use it, liver, but you try to see it, you know, you try to visualize it, your own liver, yeah. The Pali word doesn't have the same effect on us unless you have studied Pali and know the meaning of it, yeah. So, I mean, there's no point of using the Pali word. But blood doesn't lead, you know, blood lead to a visualization, yeah. And samatha, you know, I mean, Buddha doesn't lead to a visualization, it leads to calm or samatha, yeah.
Please explain mental versus physical feeling. For example, the Buddha said that an ordinary person, when he has physical unpleasant feeling, he also feels unpleasant mental feeling, as if being pierced by two arrows. But a trained monk only feels physical unpleasant feeling, and it does not invade his mind, as if he was pierced only with one arrow.
Yeah, but that is not a monk, that is an arahant. He's only pierced by one thing. I mean, when we feel, for instance, pain, instant the dislike comes up, you know, that is a mental feeling. The physical feeling is the feeling of pain, or is it the feeling of discomfort, and the mental feeling is the dislike about it. Yeah. Or, in case, you know, if something that you like, it is, you know, the feeling of greed coming about it. Yeah, you see something that you like, you know, and actually the mental feeling of, you know, greed is coming. Yeah, so mental feelings are, you know, for instance, yeah, are likes and dislikes. Yeah, These are the mental feelings. And bodily feelings are bodily feelings. I mean, if you strain your leg, you know, I mean, it's a bodily feeling. I mean, if you don't care about the strain of the leg, there might not be a mental feeling. But if you want to run, if you want to continue to run or do this or that, then, of course, the dislike comes up, You don't want it, you know, you want to get rid of it, you know, and these are mental feelings.
All the feelings, for example, aversion, comes up on the body in the form of restlessness, agitation, tightness, discomfort, headache, or some form. If I just watch that sensation on the body, not judgmentally, it gradually changes and fades away. I don't have to see the cause of aversion. Am I right?
No. I mean, he's right, you know, the moment we concentrate on, you know, boredom or we concentrate on agitation, you know, it will disappear because we take the wood out of the fire, and then the fire dies down, But if we don't, if we do that, you know, until the rest of our life, this aversion or this irritation will still come up because we have not rooted out the cause for it. The cause for it is, maybe it's a wrong view, maybe it is something that we see and we don't like, maybe it is something that we experience we don't like. We have to root out the cause for it, you know, and then the irritation or the dislike doesn't come up. So, I mean, what he experiences is correct, you know, but it won't change anything, you know, if he does it the rest of his life, That's why I say, you know, I mean, or at least what I heard, I never did a Goenka retreat. I mean, stay with your feelings, you know, see them arising and cease them, arising and cease them. I mean, you can do that for the rest of your life, and they still arise and cease, Nothing will change, If you don't see the cause of it, you know, for arising and ceasing, and get rid of the cause, and the cause for all dislikes, you know, and irritation is always the body. It has always in a connection with the body or the senses of the body. And that's why we have to investigate the body, Only the person who investigated the body, you know, to incompleteness, you know, is free of greed and anger. Okay. So if there are no more questions, then we go back to our quotidian practice,
I do have a question, sorry.
Were
there any monks at Bandhad who had good samadhi and then they became careless and they ended up like losing it and disrobing?
Were there any monks in Bandhad who had good samadhi?
And then they became careless and they lost the samadhi and disrobed.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know that there were some monks that disrobed, but very, very, very few, Even if you have good samadhi, you know, I mean, the kilesas can take over you for a while, you know, and then you go the wrong path, But most of the monks, you know, most of the monks in Bandhad, you know, had very good samadhi, But, I mean, you know, you can have very good samadhi and one day, you know, I mean, one day you're not aware of what is going on and you fall into the trap, And that happened to a few of them, but not very many, Most of them stayed on being monks until the end of their life, What is there a reason why you ask,
I'm just curious because the big problem that I have is that I'll make some progress and then I'll have a thought, like, all the thought says, oh, it's so easy, see, you just do this and this and you get concentrated so easy. And I know that it's a huge problem, but the thought is coming up again and I'm falling for it again and again and again and then I lose the concentration.
Yes, of course, yes. Yeah, that's a kilesas, you know, pulling your leg, I mean, I mean, it happens to pretty much anybody of us, you know. I mean, oh, it's so easy to get in samadhi, you know, and then we give up and say, oh, I don't need to do it, you know. But you lose the ability to get into samadhi. talk. Don't listen to, I mean, all the talk, you know, I gave, you know, also, yeah, fight the Kilesas who tell you this or who tell you that. Yeah, don't believe them. Yeah, whatever they tell you, don't believe them. Huh? Said, I don't believe you, I don't believe you, I don't believe you. Huh? And then they get really angry. Okay? Okay, so let's go back to our kutiya. Yeah?